San Juan County leaders have been asking for over a decade for more access into Recapture Canyon just east of Blanding. On Monday, federal land managers gave them an answer. KUBR's Judy Face has the story.
U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke ended a long debate on Monday that's been a flashpoint in the fight over federal control of public lands in the West. He announced that most of the dirt trail running down the bottom of Recapture Canyon will remain closed to motorized recreation. It's a disappointment to San Juan County leaders. But three trailheads will be developed on the canyon rim, along with some trails for ATVs and full-size vehicles.
It's a huge step in the right direction, and I'm really glad to have it.
Phil Lyman is San Juan County Commission Chairman. He's led the campaign to allow more motorized access in and around the canyon. He's even served jail time for leading a 2014 protest ride down a canyon bottom trail that was closed to motorized vehicles.
I guess it gives us at least something to respond to.
Conservation advocates described Zinke's decision as a mixed bag.
We're glad to see that those illegally constructed routes will remain closed.
Matthew Gross is spokesman for the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance. He says the canyon is filled with world-class archaeological sites and areas sacred to Native Americans, and Zinke's decision makes those places more vulnerable to damage.
Is it appropriate to ride an ATV across Gettysburg or across a cemetery? You know, I think there are some places that some forms of recreation are inappropriate.
Critics have 30 days to appeal Zinke's ruling. Judy Fays, KUER News.